Blog Talk Radio.
Kyrie Bill, welcome to the Just Solid Love Show. My name is Isaiah. I have the privilege of introducing the host. You know her. She's my favorite person. Will you please join me in welcoming my grandmother, Mama Jahi?
Well, thank you. Jumbo, jumbo, jumbo. And thank you so much, my wonderful grandson, Isaiah, which, of course, I can't wait to get you at the older voice now, but we appreciate you for all that you've done and for bringing me on this show. I also want to take the time to thank my wonderful husband, Utala King Gozi Jahi, who put together this platform, Home-Based Business 101. And, of course, we want to thank Blog Talk, the creation of this entire idea for Blog Talk Radio, which is just a wonderful format to share our ideas, our feelings, our beliefs, our experiences, truths, hypotheses, whatever it is that the information that we come across and how we process it. Jumbo, everyone. Bonjour, aloha. And just in the words of just being able to greet you in peace and love, I am excited to be here, always excited for another day to share with you, to be on the planet, to breathe in the air, to breathe in the experience, and to see where we're going to go, you know, where it all is going to take us, at least in my lifetime, where it's going to take us. This is the Jassari's Love Show, and Jassari's Love means a bold, audacious love, bold and audacious love. On this show, we talk a lot. We talk a lot about peace and love. And with that peace and love, we want to thank the thousands and thousands of listeners who have supported the show and, of course, our guests. And we want to, we will be bringing on some guests in the future, just rounding them up and getting that situated. But we want to thank you for your patience and want to thank you for just having an open mind and just hearing the viewpoint. It's just the idea of listening to different people's viewpoints. Some you will agree with, some you will not, but at least we know where people are coming from, what people are thinking about. You know what I'm thinking about. And, of course, as I experience different things, some thoughts may change, some opinions may change, and some will stand firmly the same. If not, you know, I'll have more information to be able to express the thought and the feelings that I had. Today's show, I'm real excited about it because my mom, who's 91, and my sister and I, we got together and we went to finally see this award-winning movie that is out called The Black Panther. This movie was phenomenal. And I've listened to different people comment on the movie. I had not seen it up until Friday morning. I was hearing a lot of different things, mostly which was fantastic, which was great. People loved it. And then I had people who didn't like it, and I had to ask them, what is it that you didn't like? Oh, my goodness, you know, what in the world could it have been that you didn't like? And it's really important that we ask that question no matter what the situation is, what is it that you didn't like? Because sometimes it has nothing to do with what we liked about the movie or what the movie was about. And I just recently found out that a person didn't like the movie because they don't like the, I want to say the comics. They were calling it cartoons, but we know that this is not cartoon. Black Panther was not a cartoon. It was a part of a comic with the Marvel Comics, which had been out for a long, long time, many, many decades. The Marvel Comics, I believe it came out either the 30s or the 50s. And I know that as a child growing up, my dad bought the comics, Marvel and DC Comics. I didn't know anything about what that meant, except for we enjoyed them. Of course, the ones that I liked were the Jughead and different things like that. Of course, I liked Superman. Some of the other ones, they just didn't capture my attention. They had the one with the military guys. My husband probably knows the name of who that was. G.I. I don't know whether G.I. Joe or who it was. But they were military magazines that didn't really capture me. But I did enjoy the Jughead and things like that. And if I was to look, take my time and look back through time and see the different ones that were out in the 60s, then I would be able to probably name a lot more of them. Of course, we have Batman, and we have so many more now of the different characters, the Fantastic Four, of course, the Avengers. Some are newer than others. Some have been out like forever. But what I wanted to say was the movie, I'm not going to say anything about the movie that will tell you what it's about in case you have not seen it. I'm not going to discuss it from that point of view. I'm just going to share with you how it made me feel and my observation of people at the theater. So we had had quite a build-up from our friend, Baba Kareem Azzi, and his wife, lovely wife Mimi, about this movie called The Black Panther. And, of course, when I had first seen it, it was before Kareem ever mentioned it, and it was I was on YouTube one day, and the trailer was available, and I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Oh, I've got to see this movie. And that was like 7 months before the movie. I told my sister, let's put it on our calendar. I called my husband. I told other people, there's a movie coming out called The Black Panther. Of course, the people who keep up with the comic strips and Marvel, they already knew that. You know, the young people, people of all ages who keep up with that, they knew that this was going to be coming out because they knew of the storyline that was going on in the world of the comics. A comic strip, and so they understood how all this here was coming about. And as a matter of fact, that particular character had already been presented as part of a force that to be reckoned with some of the other superheroes. But nonetheless, I was ecstatic from looking at the trailer, and I looked at that trailer so many times because I just thought it was so beautiful, so awesome, so it just made you want to go to the movie. As an African American, I definitely wanted to make sure that I got there. My plans had been to be there for opening day. That got changed, but nonetheless, I did go to support the movie, and I did go to enjoy this movie. So before I go more into that, I just wanted to say that so we were arranging, you know, to go, and I did not go earlier because we had planned on going with my mom, who's 91, and my sister and I were going to go together. Then at one point, my husband and I were going to go, and it's tax season. He does taxes, so that kind of didn't work out. And then I didn't really want to go necessarily with other people. Probably could have, just to have seen it, which I probably should have. But I enjoyed seeing it with the people that I did. And I went to a local theater, Owens Run, and Owens Mills Theater. And by just going, you know, right now, you know, after so many thousands of people have gone to see this movie, we had the theater to ourselves. And so that was a wonderful thing within itself, actually. I think I will enjoy both. I'm going to see it again with the crowd. I can't wait to be with the crowd and get their feeling and the energy of the crowd. But I enjoyed just being in there, being able to stretch out in the reclining chair, you know, with a place for your drink and a place for your popcorn. Oh, man, that was just nice. Had a button that could make everything warm you up in your back, so I like that. And, you know, the movies are trying to keep up with the in-home movie theaters. So they got to do what they got to do. But prior to going into the movie, we were standing outside for 45 minutes because the movie theater is being renovated. And so, you know, observing, as always, the crowd, the small, small crowd as they come up to view the various movies. And couple of African Americans were asked, you know, were they going to see, what movie were they going to see? They had already seen Black Panther, so they were going to see the Avengers. Of course, we know that Black Panther's in it also. And they were following, of course, the storyline with all of these different characters, comic strip characters. So they were pretty excited about that. There were like three or four families that were going to go see that. But it wasn't going to take no more than, I think, maybe 30 people or less were going to be in that particular theater for the Avengers. But they had a heightened sense of excitement. I think their theaters their showing was at 10:30. Ours was at 11. There was another movie starting at 10:45. And as I observed different persuasions of people coming up, saying what movie they were going to go see, you know, having conversation with us because we're waiting out there. So some people did engage us in conversation. And, no one made a comment, but basically, I'm going to see Tillery or some other movie that they were going to see. I can't think of the name of the movie, actually. It wasn't anything that caught my attention. So I just observed that, who was going to see that. I didn't, the other people that ended up in the movie theater with us, they came late when the movie was about 15 minutes into the, or 10 minutes into the movie before it starts. You know how they have all the different advertisements and trailers of other movies that's coming on. So we have a lot of time for that. So anyway, we're going in, we take care of our goodies, we are set, we are happy, and we begin enjoying this movie. And I just want to tell you that as I waited over a half an hour for this movie to get started, which was fine because I like all the previews of all the other movies. I'm really excited to know what else is coming out new. And so that was fine. But once this movie got started, as I shared with my husband, I just had emotions that rose up in me that were just uncontrollable to a certain degree. I had tears in my eyes. My heart was beating fast. I could feel a rolling in my gut of just an energy of like you want to just break free and just say, and just be there in this place where Black Panther, Wakanda, where Black Panther's people were from. That was my emotion, okay? I'm not saying, you know, other people felt that way. That's how I felt. It just was a feeling that welled up inside of me and just had to burst loose. I mean, I'm telling you, burst loose. I'm glad that there weren't a lot of people there because I had tears, like, going everywhere. And this is the first 7 minutes of the movie. It wasn't even all that was said. It wasn't even all that was done. It was just the look of the people and the place and what it signified in my brain. It was just awesome. And my mother sitting in the middle, enjoying it in her way, and my sister's on the end. I have no idea what was going on with her. I later found out it was not as intense, really the same way as it was for me. So it will affect different people different ways. There were some spots, of course, which we of course shared notes about, which was of course the same because we all want the good person, the Black Panther, the hero. We're praying and hoping that he wins, which I'm not going to tell you if he did or he didn't. But you know, we were rooting for him, and we know that although it seems as though the majority of the people are rooting for good, are rooting for the good person, we know there are people who take the side of the villain. So I'm going to slow down because I know I'm talking kind of fast. But we know that there are people who take the side of the villain. And the villain in this particular movie were very interesting. There was more than one. And that was interesting, too, because the villain could always have been a good guy or gal. And the villain has a reason for the emotions and the purpose that they have, you know, their mission. There is a reason for their mission. And so that brings me to this whole topic of peace and the whole topic of how deep down inside, from watching this particular movie, reading some of the magazines, I look at another one. I can't think of the name of it right now. But there's another one that I look at. Black Lightning. I look at Black Lightning on Tuesday nights on CW in Baltimore. And Black Lightning gives me a certain kind of feeling also. It's not like the experience of Black Panther, and only because Black Lightning does not have the village to support him. And a place called home, a real place called home, like Black Panther has. So as I came out of the theater and was really, you know, thinking about so many things about this movie, again, the main thought was how because I talked to people and they, you know, were telling me, you know, either about the movie or about the different ones that they look at, whether they read it or whether Superman, Batman, or, you know, the Green Hornet, Ant-Man, the Wasp, you know, the Avengers, the Fantastic Four, and so many, the list goes on and on, that people usually are rooting for one of these superheroes to solve a problem, to make Gotham City better. That would be Batman and Robin. You know, they have to deal with the Joker and all the characters, the Penguin, you know. And everybody's, like, sick and tired of the havoc that the Penguin and the Joker and all the other characters, you know, bring down on Gotham City. And it's the same way for Superman. You know, everyone is sick and tired. The citizens of these cities, you know, they want their superhero to save them, to save their city, to keep peace. And that's the theme, you know. That's the theme no matter what, whether it's Iron Man. That's the theme no matter what these characters are, whether it's Marvel or DC. That's the overall theme. The overall theme is that there's evil out there, and thank God there's a superhero who can fight the evil. And the superhero always has to stay one step ahead of evil, and usually evil is one step ahead of the good guy because evil is always planning their next evil deed. And you never know who's going to align themselves with evil. So it's a very interesting media, and I love it. I love it. I love the energy behind it. I watch young people through the years to draw their hero characters. I even know of a young man who could make those characters out of piping, out of a different color piping that people use, pipe cleaner. He actually makes them out of pipe cleaner. He is awesome. If he's doing it now, he ought to be making good money off of that because he can make those characters out of pipe cleaner that will just blow your mind. I don't even know how he does it. But it's that everybody wants to have a hero, you know. We get down on our knees at night and we pray to our Creator because our Creator is our hero. We want our Creator to protect us. We want our Creator to... I remember being in Hurricane Katrina and I just wanted the Creator to get us to safety. We want that hero. We want that protection. We want that safety. We want that peace. And you're asking for answers. You want something that's bigger than yourself, faster than yourself, that can think better than you can think, that can do things so that everything will work out all right for everyone involved. You know, that's what the superhero does. The superhero, like in Superman, he catches the train. He saves a whole train full of people. He catches the bus that's flying through the air that maybe the Joker made go up and explode or whatever. He saves the damsel in distress. And who has not at some point been a damsel in distress if you're a woman on this call? Yeah, you've been a damsel in distress. You've had those moments when you were like a superhero to just capture you. And then you want, of course, if you can look into his beautiful eyes, you want to, you know, you have that moment of romance, which in Black Panther there was not a lot of that. It was very subtle. It was very sweet. It was very serene. And it was very professional. It was absolutely beautiful. Uh-oh, I don't want to tell you too much about that. But anyway, it is definitely a family-rated movie. I will tell you that 100% your family can go see this movie. I can't think of anything in this movie, to my knowledge, I can think of that your children could not see. Let me try to think. Check the ratings for yourself just to make sure that I didn't leave out anything. I don't even think that any of the fight scenes were... none of the fight scenes are gruesome, not in my opinion. For someone who has a small child, you may have to, you know, you may have a different judgment on that, which is fine because I understand. I have to review the movie again, to be honest with you, to really look at it from that point of view a little harder. But there's nothing sexual in it to make you feel like, okay, I can't take my child for that because I don't know what, Lord knows what they're going to do. You know, it's nothing like that, thank God. It's just a beautiful movie. So people like to have a hero, and people, it appears that people would like to have more peace than they want to have confusion in the world. So I found that to be the theme in what people are looking for. As I interviewed one lady who came to see the Avengers, she was like, I wasn't really interested in this thing, but my husband's got me hooked on it because he loves the comic strips and he's into the Avengers. And so she wasn't there with him, but she was there alone, I guess maybe off that day, and taking advantage of a moment to see her her character that she had began to like, and that was the Avengers. Another one I'm thinking of is the Incredible Hulk. You know, we got the Incredible Hulk. And we have Spider-Man. Oh, my goodness, I have to think about that in a minute. And we have Catwoman. And they're not in this one. They're going to probably show up in different other ones. But, the Incredible Hulk was never one of my favorite ones because he caused so much confusion in his desire to assist and help, you know, because of his anger management situation, you know. And so but he's an interesting character. I'm not quite sure he'll be showing up with the Avengers and some of the other storylines that Marvel and these different magazines put together. I cannot sit up here and tell you which one is Marvel and which one is DC because I have kind of stepped away from it, so I'm going to have to step back into it and be able to draw the line as to who are the Marvel characters and who are the DC characters for the DC magazine comic strip series. But I remember my grandson. Hey, grandson, how you doing? My grandson was a Spider-Man. Wow, he just loved Spider-Man. He was Spider-Man. He was the Spider-Man. He was the fastest. He could run up a wall. He could cling to the wall. He could hang off the ceiling. He could hang off the door frames. My husband remember those days. And he had his Spider-Man outfit. And then for like a couple of days, he was Batman because my sister bought him the Batman wings. And he kind of got into that, but not real heavy because I think it was too heavy and too it was just something he had to work with too much where he just had the flexibility of being Spider-Man. He could use his own strength to climb on things, the tips of his fingers, his own feet. And he really was like a lot of little children that was his age, those 5 through 9-year-olds, they make the best Spider-Man. They are just something else to see. If you really let them run free and use the imagination, they're the best as being, you know, to save the day, the Spider-Man at 8 years old. Absolutely wonderful. And then there's Halle Berry as Catwoman. And I'm going to tell you, I don't know what I'm going to do if they have Catwoman in the story with a Black Panther. I'm just wiped out. I mean, all the men are going to fall out. Halle Berry, Catwoman, oh, my goodness. I mean, you know, that walk, nobody could do the walk of Catwoman like Halle Berry, okay? And then, of course, I think she plays another character. I think she plays Frozen or Freeze or something. I can't remember what she plays with the white hair as one of the other characters in another series. I don't know whether it's under DC or Marvel, but she is a superhero in another, you know, under another group of people. Maybe, I don't know if it's the Avengers. No, it wasn't the Avengers. I don't know exactly who it was, but it's very interesting seeing her being able to, I think she ices up when she does this freeze thing. But again, what is it about all this? It's the idea of good versus evil. That's what it's all about. But we as everyday human beings, you know, we look at this here, we get caught up in it. For those of us who can let our imaginations roam free, at the same time that you are letting your imagination roam free, you are also looking for answers. What if? What if we could fly? What if someone could save a planet? What if someone had a vision, had the kind of vision where they could fight off evil, you know, with their eyes, the power of their eyes? What if someone could cause ice and make evil freeze or burn it up, you know? It's just what if. And what if you could do whatever it is that you could do with your superpower and not hurt innocent people? What if you could have a war and the superheroes to do things, and the innocent people did not have to get hurt, did not even have to leave their homes. See, that's what allowing your imagination to just flow, just roll with the punches. And that's what I love about the abilities that these writers have. I want to say for these comic strips, but also writers in general, the ability to let what we think is real, to push that aside and go into a world of imagination where you recreate a world with these superheroes, with these superpowers, some of them dependent on man to boost them up, you know, to give them a special herbal drink or to give them a special kind of machinery for their hand, a special headgear. And then you have those, like the Incredible Hulk, who goes through a metamorphosis. He just metamorphoses into the Hulk when he gets angry, right? You have others who metamorphose into what it is that they are because they were involved in some type of accident, or they put themselves in a machine, or I think it was Spider-Man, he ended up in a machine or something, and he may have gotten bitten by a spider. So some of them metamorphosed into things. And, you know, I have allowed myself in my life to imagine being able to do any of these things because I enjoy life and I enjoy the reality of the reality, and I enjoy the reality that I can create. Because, heck, if I'm enjoying other people's realities that they create, I'm definitely going to enjoy the one that I can create. So I love the thought of being able to fly and be invisible and knock somebody out that made me angry. I mean, I'm being for real, yeah. Even peace, love, and Jasari's love, especially if it's one of those type of things where you just can't seem to get the villain, right? So, yeah, but with all this said and done, it's because the villain, the good guy, just wants to stop the villain without collateral damage. Even though the villain always puts the superhero in a position where there is going to be collateral damage because the villain has already set up a series of things to happen that will cause collateral damage. And that by that I mean, you know, buildings are falling and car wrecks, you know, things of that nature. Whole malls, you know, everybody in the mall is, you know, petrified because the villain is there. The bus is off, you know, the bus is out of control, or the train is off the track, or the airplane falling out of the sky. Why? Because the villain has caused a major catastrophe, and the superhero has to step in and save the day. So, what can we all do to be the next superhero? Maybe we can't fly. Maybe we can't be invisible. Maybe we can't move as fast as light. Maybe we are not good fighters. Maybe we can't do what the Incredible Hulk does. Maybe we're not like Green Lightning. But it certainly gives us hope. It certainly tells us that within ourselves, within our mortal selves, we need to begin to think of what we can do, the possibilities. You know, there's always negotiation. All of them at some point in time, there's still some type of negotiation that goes on. Usually negotiation is that the villain has to be totally leave the area. The villain is usually put on ice and sent off. If it's Superman, he sends him to out into the galaxy in a bubble where they can't, you know, mess with anybody else. Man, that would be wonderful to be able to do that. And the issues that many of them cover, I'm going to go to that in a minute, but right now I'm just going to take a little station break and check in with my sponsor, check in with Baba Jahi. How you doing there, Baba Jahi? Is everything okay?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. You're doing a great job.
Thank you, thank you. I tell you, it'll make me do my homework because my dad had all these magazines for us. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I hear you loud.
Can you hear? Okay, great. He had this magazine for Raymond and I, and well, it was something I guess my dad was reading too. And did you have the comic strips when you were coming up? Did you have Jughead? And tell me if you had them or if you read any, or if you had friends, which ones do you remember reading and what were your favorite ones?
Well, I used to read the Archie and Jughead series, some of the Fantastic Four Marvel series, and I'm trying to remember what other ones. But basically it was between Marvel and DC Comics.
Okay, so it was Archie and Jughead with DC Comics or what?
Yes.
Is that DC? Okay. So I'm going to have to, there's a store downtown. I'm going to have to go there or just go online and kind of look at that again. Okay, do you remember in the 60s or 70s, and they might have already been out, one coming out, I don't know whether it was G.I. Joe or whether it was some type of military kind of thing. Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember the military realistic type comics that came out, because by then I had sort of outgrew reading the comic magazines.
Okay. I know we both could agree that was a big mistake, huh? But
yes.
I remember it, but it wasn't, it was too complicated for me, I think. You know, and I know there were some superheroes, but maybe the age that I was when it came out, I could not keep up with the story or something. But maybe it was something that teenage boys would have liked. I don't remember. I have to look and research it. Maybe even ask my brother Raymond what he remembers at that particular time. Well, maybe when David comes on, he might remember if he looked at any, if he read any of those. But we had a good friend named Charles, and Charles somehow, I think my dad, Charles showed great interest in them. And he ended up getting, I think, a whole box of these. And I hope he kept them and he made some money off of them. Since he was a friend, we didn't lose them. They didn't go in the trash. But, you know, even from reading Jughead and Archie, of course, that was about pranks. And one was good, one was bad, one was silly, always getting into trouble. Still, you know, it was a good reading. And for young people, it gave us something to read. So one of the things I want to say about this here is that I think that for young people who are reading the magazines, I say kudos to them, because reading is reading. And if you've ever read a comic strip and followed it, it is can be very intense reading. The vocabulary is more than the wow and the thug and the bang. The vocabulary based on the storyline, I think you will agree with me, it can be very intricate, can it? Would you agree?
Yes,
it can
be
very involved?
Yes, I can remember, because I supposed to bring a character called Clark Dark. He's supposed to be a mild-mannered superhero that was a black superhero.
What was his name again?
Clark Dark.
Okay, I remember him. Okay.
That was supposed to be named after, like, the Superman character was Clark Kent, so his character's name was Clark Dark. And he was supposed to be like sort of like a black Superman. So,
okay.
So whether the magazine ever got, the comic ever got launched or not, how many episodes it might have had, I'm not sure.
Yeah. But it definitely gives people an opportunity to look at having a superhero. So I just want to examine for a minute you growing up as a child, you know, where they had the Superman magazine, Spider-Man, and all those things. And, of course, they were also on TV, so I don't want to get it mixed up. But well, it's okay, because, you know, Black Panther is a movie. So how did it make you feel when you actually watched a Batman and Robin, you know, fighting off villains? or Superman. I'm not thinking about him. I'm going to stick with Superman for a minute. Do you remember the one in which Superman lost his powers because they had the kryptonite? You know, it happened quite often to Superman.
Right. The villain would find out what his weakness was and then put that kryptonite around him and, you know, it would take away all of his superhuman powers. And then he had to find a way to get separated from the kryptonite. So, and there's a hidden message in that, in the sense that, you know, there's things that our enemies can use, like kryptonite, that can strip us of our superhuman powers, that allows us to be able to do more for ourselves than we normally able to do. So, you know, so that's sort of like the hidden message in the Superman story.
Yeah. And, you know, I was going to go that way a different way, but this is really interesting because I have a brother that was in L.A. at one time, and he was telling me how young people had gotten a hold of a drug called crank, C-R-A-N-K. I've only heard something about crank maybe one time after I was talking about it. I hadn't heard anything else. Of course, I could look it up online and see what was going on with that. This was something that was happening in the early 90s, I believe. And how it gave a person super strength, but it did not allow them to, of course, be able to think logically. So what he saw was like people running at a great speed and ramming their heads into a wall until they knocked themselves unconscious, not realizing that they could not go through the wall. You know what I mean? They actually humanly could not move that wall. And that a center block wall. And so that would be the opposite, you know, of someone having something in their system that would cause them to not function the way that they would need to function. And it was a topic that we see in the weekly series that's on pause right now. They're taking a break until the season picks back up. That is Black Lightning, which I know you have not had a chance to see. I cannot wait for you to see Black Lightning. But Black Lightning, he has to fight the villains of Black Lightning had flooded this little town with a substance called green light. And when a person takes green light, they are almost unstoppable. They're extremely strong, and they're hard to kill. And they, of course, they're out of it. You know, it's a mind control substance also. So that's a very good movie. When in the story with Black Lightning, he ends up in a couple of situations where the villain's powers are greater than his, and they capture him. But because his powers are, some of his powers are within him, and some of them have to be enhanced. You know, so he's always got to get some of the stuff like Batman. He has to be given tools to work with, but he does because he was part of a scientific experiment. There is a substance that was put in his body that can cause him to be very, very powerful and strong. Okay, and so again, like you were saying with Superman, you have the villain who knows, who has found out maybe what the weaknesses of this particular character is, and the character has to always make sure he stays away from the kryptonite, whatever will be kryptonite to Superman, whatever it is for the character of Black Lightning. The one thing that's good about the story of Black Lightning is that he's actually talking about and dealing with real-life issues that we can look at it and say, oh, man, there really are drugs out in the community, and there really are causes of this, you know, this problem, and the community really looks like this here. These problems really go on in school. So he actually is a more family-oriented. You actually get to meet they actually get to meet Black Lightning's family and see all the trials and tribulations that they go through, trying to make sure that no one knows that he's Black Lightning. So that's another part of it, too, being able to hide your identity, you know, as the superhero. You have to, like Clark Kent, you know, was Superman, and only one other person really knew that. So I think we've entered a very interesting era, time in our life, where superheroes were just something to entertain us, just a comic strip, little read, where now it is a blockbuster movie. Superheroes are now your blockbuster movies. Even I'm thinking about, what is the ones with the machinery? The ones that could turn themselves into cars. What do they call those things? I can't think of the name right now. It'll come to me. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I was answering another call that it came through.
Oh, okay. Okay. I was trying to think of the, it's another type of heroes that they break down into cars and things like that. Transformers. I have to write the word Transformers there. Transformers are also a different type of superhero. And then we had the ones that were on TV in the 80s, I guess. They were different colors, and they had these different powers at different times. But the superhero's main problem is, you know, saving their identity, make sure no one knows who they are, no one can know where they live, and no one can really know how they have their power. And, of course, they don't want anyone to know their weakness. Some of the people that I have spoken with did not look at it as a possibility of anything real. They totally were like, some people didn't like it because they were like, oh, it was a cartoon kind of thing. I don't like those kind of things. And then I've even heard a few people who said they didn't like it because, it just wasn't real, you know. And I think that's where it gets interesting at, because, again, I allow myself to kind of allow my imagination to be all that it could be, and pray that it could be more, because I always say, who can say what is real and what is not real, what is possible and what is not possible? Again, based on kryptonite, it all depends on how much kryptonite you have in your life. If you have too much kryptonite in your life, then your possibilities of attaining all of your powers are limited. However, if you have less kryptonite in your life, in your body, in your system, in your air that you breathe, the water that you drink, you have a higher possibility of reaching your superpowers. So that's just something for our listening audience to think about. What is the kryptonite in your life? Is it coffee? Is it the caffeine in coffee? Is it some type of chemical in your lotion, your toothpaste? Is it the fluoride in your toothpaste? Is it the lead in some of the lead paint homes that we have to deal with in the cities, especially? You know, is it something, is it heavy metal in your water? Is it the pesticides on your food? What is your kryptonite? Without revealing if there is anything that Black Panther has to fear or worry about, I'm not going to reveal that because some people have not seen the movie yet. But but we all know, as you said, Sally, that everyone is affected by some type of kryptonite. There is something somewhere that causes people to be weaker than what they would normally be if they could get the superfood that they need to be all that they could be. And that's the difference in being able to have the peace in your life, to have the tranquility. The whole idea of feeling safe, the whole idea of being able to protect yourself, the whole idea of being able to protect your community, your nation, yourself, your family, your community, and your nation. That's what Black Panther is all about. It's all about being able to be the best that you can be with all the things that you have, and also being a blessing to others in the world, and striving to be all that you can be, because you can do that. And then, of course, there are the villains, like there are always villains in life. That's the opposition. The villain is the opposition, the person or persons or group that does not want you to have peace, does not want you to have growth, does not want you to have wealth, does not want you to live in the kind of house you want to live in, the neighborhood you want to live in, go to the school you want to go to, get the education you want to get. So as I wrap up my brief discussion on the Marvel magazine and the Marvel comic strip, Black Panther, and this movie, I just want to let people know, if you can, whatever you can do, get to the movies within the next few weeks and make sure you sit down in a theater near you or far from you, wherever you have to go, and enjoy, even if you're not into comic strip type things, allow yourself to your imagination to flow with what's happening with this fantastic story called The Black Panther. It can open up a lot of ideas, take in a lot of different directions, and it's beautiful. It's a lot of action. Very exciting. Very good movie. And the thing that I like about it also is that you can see where there could be a sequel, but I won't tell you why or how. You know, it's not always over. Just when we think that it could be over, it's a possibility that there could be a sequel to this story of the Black Panther. Okay.
Okay. Hold a second. We have a caller that called in. Let me see who this caller is and see if they have any questions or comments.
I should know you now.
Okay.
I like the pain right now. I like the wave. It's good.
You like the wave?
It's a good wave, man. Yeah, Kanye West doing his thing, man. That's the realest shit that I ever heard, man. To be honest with you. That shit, like, that shit is real.
Right, it is real.
That shit is real. I don't care what anybody say, Kanye West did his thing, man. He did his thing. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all might be mad, a lot of y'all mad or hurt, but guess what, though? Nobody is here to surprise y'all and make it seem like I got to make you feel good about yourself. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to do that. I just got to be real. And all Kanye West did was the truth. That's the truth. Man, you can't hide the truth, man. You got to put the truth in the fucking everywhere, man.
Going all over
Google
and hate and stuff. When you put hate,
Kanye West is the realest shit, man. Realest thing ever. That's the realest thing ever, right there.
I love everyone. That's what you're trying to tell everybody.
Because a lot of these black people are asleep. All they worry about smoking weed, gang banging, and all this shit. They need to wake the fuck up. They really need to. They need somebody to tell them something. Because they want to live like this 400 years from now. They want to live like this 400 years from now. You can't do that, bro. Come on. You got to change, man. You got to change, man. You can't live like this, man. This is bad. This is real bad, man. You guys in a bad condition, man. This is really bad. I'm glad that he knows what he said, man. That brother is real. A lot of people think he's crazy because they don't understand. But I understand it. I get what he's saying. I understand exactly what he said, and he said something that's very clear. To me, it's like a big, like, he's saying in the big letters, man. That's how clear it is to me. There's no blood.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. So next time, we'll make sure we know who that was. that has nothing to do with what we're talking about. That's another subject for another time. There might be something David might want to talk about. But, yeah, I don't know. How did they get on our call?
They just was a person that had keyed into the show. It's one of our listeners and decided to call in.
I know, but they weren't. What were they? They were talking to someone else about something, right?
Well, obviously it was them and somebody else that was on the line.
Okay, so they were talking about something else, so they really weren't even really into what it is we were talking about. So, okay, I don't know what it was. But anyway, you know, as we, people do call in, we do ask them to be on topic. You know, we're talking about the movie The Black Panther right now. And, you know, so that's what we're talking about at this particular time. And we're about to bring on Mr. David Murphy, who has an exciting newspaper called the National Black Unity News. And we're looking forward to when he comes on the line. It's a wonderful opportunity for us.
Hopefully he will be joining us today, him and the group Black Men Unifying Black Men. They went to Philadelphia today to support another group there who's doing the same thing in Baltimore. So he said he was going to try to have his brother Walter Murphy call in and be on the air. So we'll see what happens in the next few minutes, so we can keep it going for right now.
Okay, great, no problem. I noticed the other gentleman was talking about the Kanye West piece, but I did not hear the piece of what he said. I only have heard secondhand of what Kanye was said. I have no idea what he was talking about, so I cannot really comment on that. I don't know if you had heard of, you know, if you had heard, if you were not just heard, but heard firsthand or seen any video what Kanye West was referring to concerning our ancestors and slavery. Did you hear anything about that?
Yeah, Kanye had a statement out, came out saying that slavery was a choice.
Okay, all right.
Him to qualify his statement, what does he mean by that?
Sure, I have no idea. He would have to be interviewed to explain what he meant by that. I do not know.
Right.
What I do know is based on what I've seen in history and what I've seen in some around the world when it comes to the have or the have not or the power to be, the people who have the military weaponry to be able to go into a country and take control, and that usually had to do with having the ability to have a gun and then eventually the repeating rifle. It makes a difference in what you have to arm yourself with when it comes to fighting the enemy. And so I would have to say that I guess for Kanye, the thing of it is he says that, you know, we have a choice, then obviously he believes that that he would not have found himself a slave. Some people during that time did find a way to live as a free man, learning their stories and how did that happen for them. Is an interesting thing. Those people who did get free, you know, we know that Frederick Douglass eventually, first he was a slave and he became free. So Janet Douglass was a slave. She got herself to freedom. Harriet Tubman was a slave and got herself to freedom. However, those people who were coming over from Africa who initially found themselves living in different places as slaves, it all depends on their circumstances and where they were in the world and what their health conditions was, what they understood about anything around them as to whether or not they really had enough information to make any other kind of choice. And it all depends on the brutality that they experienced, whether they were sick, whether they were trying to care for someone else that was a part of their family. You know, the circumstances go on and on and on as to why people lived in the slave condition. And what perpetrated that from Africa, the coastline of Africa, you know, as we talk about going across the Atlantic Ocean, that piece, making it through all of that, and I personally believe that if it really was a choice, that most people would have made a better choice. So I definitely would disagree with him, because when you have a choice, that means that will be saying that they made a really bad choice. I cannot imagine anybody saying, "Okay, I choose to be a slave," you know. But circumstances can happen, and has happened in the history of mankind, in which have put people in bad situations that can become unbearable and very difficult to get out of. A pregnant woman running with a baby, I don't think she has a lot of choices if she gets captured. She may go with the flow until she can make a better decision, you know. To tell the truth, did she ever really get true freedom? Because, you know, in the process of getting her own freedom, she lost her children. She never was able to get them out, you know, get them to freedom. We know that Harriet, what was her name? Harriet that was in North Carolina, you know, the one that laid on the floor in the attic all that time for 7 years. She could see her children, but she couldn't get to her children. She got the freedom, but again, even after Emancipation Proclamation, she tried to find her children who were sold down to Louisiana. She never was able to find them. So I think that Cayenne has to take another look at this here and understand, and anybody who's looking at it, okay, what are the circumstances? You know, right now in your own life, if you really feel as though slaves could, these people could have been free, then before we say that about people who were slaves, how free is the individual who's preaching that? I mean, what is your total freedom in your life? And Cayenne has, you know, gotten together, you know, has earned a certain amount of money through his music. But what would happen if his music was put in a position where he couldn't even earn any more money that way? How much freedom would he have? What if all of his investments went dry? How much freedom would he have? Yeah, he may be free to make a decision to go into another industry, but is it possible that that could be blocked? Are there powers out there that could block that? We all know the answer is yes. We see what's happening to Bill Cosby. So it's a very deep conversation, but I think that a lot of times people do not take in the hugeness of the problem that people who found themselves in slavery faced. You know, I think that a lot of people, they really believe today, it's like some people look at The Walking Dead, they actually think they can fight all those dead things, you know. They think that people look at what they see on TV, they look at the story roots, and they actually think to themselves, oh, they wouldn't have cut my so-and-so foot. They actually believe that they could figure out how to get out of situations that they can't even figure out how to get out today. Some people still can't figure out how to pay their rent, you know? But they're saying that they could have gotten out of slavery or that we had a choice. So it's really, you know, interesting when we think about it, what people so say and what is it based on. I think a lot of times it's just hot air and it's just to get attention. You know, say something crazy and wild and get people all upset. Yeah, okay, for what reason, you know? What is the purpose? What is the point? So there's a lot going on with that. But, again, getting back to what I was sharing earlier, get out, see Black Panther if you haven't seen it. Try your best if you've seen it to try to see it again, because I'm guaranteeing you, if you got up before the credits was over, you missed another 15 minutes of the movie. Oh, yes, forgot to tell you that. If you got up, if you left the movie theater before the lights came on, my friends out there who are moviegoers, you actually missed two more scenes that were a part of the movie The Black Panther. So make sure you go to a friend's house, got on Blu-ray, or go to the movie theater while it's still in the theaters across the country, and relax, and make sure you stay until the lights of the theater come up. The movie is not over until the lights of the movie theater all the lights come on, and then your the screen is totally black, and then you can be sure that you have seen all of the Black Panther that they have out there right now. Okay, I want to talk a little bit about this exciting newspaper we have out called the National Black Unity News, created by the wonderful David Murphy out of Baltimore City, Baltimore, Maryland. We are very excited. You know, sometimes we met David. I remember meeting David in 1992. Did you know him prior to 1992?
No, I did not know him prior to 1992.
Okay. And I think you and I would agree that having met David has been a huge blessing in our life. One of the things that I remember very clear about David, of course, was our experience with the team of people, Lau, Brother Lau, and my brother Maurice, and the others that went out to help have the youth sell the newspaper called The Informer, was the paper that David had out at the time, and sell that all over Baltimore City, starting off in Emerson Village, and they found themselves in downtown Baltimore at a big event. I think it was for Sisters Only type event. And then, of course, in East Baltimore, and the youth were excited about it. They were earning money, you know, on any given Saturday. They found themselves with an extra $25 or $35 or maybe even $50 because they were out there selling that newspaper. And then, you know, we met Brian Murphy from that. Remember? That's how we met Brian.
Correct.
Yeah. And that was an awesome experience because I think Brian must have did T-shirts for us for about, 10 years? That was exciting having him in our life. I really miss Brian. He moved to New York. And I'm hoping that one day we can be reunited with Brian Murphy. But the time that we spent with Brian Murphy doing all of our T-shirts for the dance group, for our summer camp, for the summer camp staff, for the youth interns, that was phenomenal experience and meeting him and him being so dependable. And I believe that's how we met our videographer. Remember the videographer that we had? Young man would come out and video all of our programs. Yeah, I've got to find his name. I have to look on the videos and see if I can get somebody to get my videos, you know, put into another format so that we can see them and get his name because I think he's got, hopefully if he's still around, he has copied the originals so we can get the originals of the work that we lost, like Black Butterfly and things like that. But we met so many different people through David Murphy. And that's what the National Black Unity News is all about. We meet each other. We meet other people who have other businesses. We do businesses together, and the community at large can do business with these different vendors, these different businessmen and women who have an array of businesses from taking care of your health, what you're eating, what you're drinking, how to prepare it. That would be Catherine Brown and so many other people, who the writers, the poets that we have in the newspaper, Mr. Lucas, you know, he's a writer, the people who are doing international trading and having information internationally. So it just allows us, you know, to, the sky's the limit, you know, what we can do. Yeah. So I know that
I just want to put out there again for people to get a subscription to the paper. Just go into the nationalblackunitynews.com, click on that page, and then finding the subscription link on that page and be able to order a subscription. The paper comes out quarterly, four times a year. Subscription is $49 a year. And then that way you can have the paper mailed directly to you in terms of being able to have an up-to-date edition of the National Black Unity News. I just wanted to get that out there.
Oh, yeah, that is absolutely phenomenal. Yes, it's wonderful. As I was canvassing the neighborhood with my youth, we did have a couple of people who they indicated that they would get a subscription, and I need to follow up with them. But I with David to see if anybody from this area did. Of course, you may not be able to tell because there's so many people that are coming on board with the paper, getting the paper, wanting to be in the paper. And so I'm real excited about that. Again, it's a unique experience because we not only can do business with each other, but, of course, it gives the general public an opportunity to look through a newspaper and see, you make some decisions on, okay, well, let me try this business here. Let me try someone different to service me in different areas. And I think, again, of course, of Catherine Brown with her fitness and her food. And I'm quite sure, you know, you have some other people who we can talk about. The young lady who has the investment business, I'm sorry, the real estate company, Sinatra, Ms. Sinatra, she has a real estate, a lot of information on real estate. And if you just want to get your feet wet and really learn something about that, just pick it up this paper. It can give you a lot of information. And, of course, if you're into the word and spoken word and being able to, you want to have something written very beautiful for a loved one, a friend, something that could be for fun, something to inspire your wife or your husband, there is Mr. Lucas Sr. with beautiful poetry, absolutely beautiful poetry. And I do want to mention our brother Moja. I've read some of his poetry. He has beautiful poetry, too, for people who have who may not be familiar with him. His article is there also. Sister Chrissy Johnson, she is the mother of someone who unfortunately lost her daughter due to domestic violence. But she has interesting information in the paper, and she is out there for anybody who has lost someone or has been a victim of domestic violence. So you'll find information on how she helps in the community concerning that. So it's help with your family needs, your personal needs. It runs the gamut of different things that people can receive help with. We have a youth group. What's the name of the youth group? Are you familiar with them, Satali? A youth group? I think it's called the Wolves. There is a youth group. I hope I didn't lose my husband there. There is a youth group there, and they help guide young boys in the right direction so that they're dressing properly. You know, they got their pants up with a belt in their pants, and they're, you know, using manners and doing positive things in the community, which is a good thing. Just taking the time with our youth, something that my husband and I have spent, a whole lot of years, our entire married life, over 30 years working with youth. So we know the job that they have is a very important job, and we're very grateful for the young men who are working with those young boys. They're probably with David today, coming back from Philly. So that's very, very important. While I have our listeners on, we're going to go over some of the things that we other things that we do, being we are Movements Unlimited, and Movements Unlimited is guided by the seven principles of the Ngunzu Saba. So being a part of this magazine means a lot to us because it gives us an opportunity to practice Umoja, which is unity, to strive for and maintain unity in the family, community, nation, and race, and that's what a lot of these people are striving to do. Kuji Chagalier, it gives us an opportunity to express our self-determination, to define ourselves. We are Movements Unlimited. This paper is the National Black Unity News. To name ourselves, create for ourselves, and speak for ourselves. Ujima, collective work and responsibility. To build and maintain our community together and make our sisters and brothers' problems our problems and to solve them together. Again, we have Ms. Catherine Brown. I mentioned her because she does a phenomenal job when it comes to helping people get their health back on track. And there are other people in the newspaper who have different products that they sell to do similar things hers is a little bit more unique because she actually teaches you how to cook in a healthy way, and she actually knows some of the herbs and vitamins and things that we need to put in our bodies. So I really appreciate that. Ujima, Cooperative Economics, to build and maintain our own stores, shops, and other businesses, and to profit from them together. That is what this newspaper is all about, cooperative economics. We're working together so that we all can succeed together and at the same time provide good customer service to the people who want to do business with us. NIA purpose, to make our collective vocation the building and developing of our community in order to restore our people to their traditional greatness. We all have a purpose, and that is we want better for our family, we want better for our community. Kaumba, creativity, to do always as much as we can in the way we can in order to, with our community, make our community be more beautiful and leave our community more beautiful and beneficial than we inherited it. And Imani, faith, to believe with all our heart in our people, our parents, our teachers, our leaders, and the righteousness and victory of our struggle, written, of course, by Dr. Mylama Karenga. And so we have to keep all those things in mind as we're talking about this newspaper. Is there anything, any other part of the seven principles that you would say that this newspaper really helps people to focus on, Satali?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you ask me a question.
Yeah, I was doing the seven principles. So is there any one of the other principles that I said, Kuji Chai Galir, you know, we get to name ourselves and define ourselves with Dita Moja. Are there any other principles which you know that we get an opportunity to really demonstrate through this newspaper? I mean, we know cooperative economics, but you might can take that to another level.
So the four aspects of Mayat, which is the whole thing of making sure that things are done right, just, decent, and in order, and that there's balance in what we do, and there's harmony in what we do, and that we at all times strive to make sure that those principles stand at the forefront of the work behind the articles and the information that we put out.
Okay, very true, very true. While we're talking about the paper, I want to thank, of course, Dr. Barbara Watteef, who is one of the editors who edited the paper, and we want to thank her so much for that, Dr. Watteef. And she's also a writer, and she does consultation in various forms for people. And, of course, Mr. Walter Murphy, who is the brother of David Murphy. And, of course, we have Bill Gooden, and he's a part of this here. He's out there. He may be with the boys. He may not be. His wife had not been had not been doing well or feeling well. She had been hospitalized. I don't know her situation. And we also, of course, have Mr. Aaron Gray, who is there to encourage us to get the ads for the paper. If there's anybody out there that's listening, you are invited to get an ad put in this paper, and it's, of course, if you are going to come through because you've been listening to our show, the Jasari's Love Show and Home Based Business 101 and the show that David has, the National Black Unity News, then just let us know. And Satali could give you that information as to how to contact us. You want to give out that information, Satali?
Yes. You basically can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/homebasedbusiness 101. And when you get to our radio program site, and you can leave your comments and your information. Also, you can email us at info@movementsunlimited.net. And that's movements with an S, unlimited with an ED on the end, .net. And you can email us at that address. Let us know what your comments and concerns are.
Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Also, we are featured in the newspaper as we are travel professionals. We can help you be able to use the technology that we have to the company that we represent to be able to travel more often for less. So wherever you're going, you're just going somewhere, you're driving, you want to stay at a hotel, you got company coming in from out of town, and you need to stay at a, want them to stay at a nice hotel at a reasonable price, then that information, you can still get us through the information that my husband just gave you, the blog talk or the info, the website that says info. And take advantage of being able to save on your travel. It's like with anything else, you know, we go into the store, we want to save a few dollars on the merchandise that we're going to buy so we maybe can use that extra money for something else. You know, the leftover money can be used for other things in our lives or for more travel or putting the money aside for someone who's going to college or other, put gas money in the car, who knows, whatever it is, you know, that you want to save on. The company that we're with, we're at, we have a membership program in which people can really, really, really save. We know that people have these different, they have bought, you know, timeshares and things like that. And a lot of times you may be one of those persons that's not really able to use your timeshare like you thought you could use it, but you're still paying that $100 or $200 a month to maintain your timeshare. Take a look at what we have to offer, and you'll be able to actually advertise your timeshare and get people to rent it and utilize it, and you can get paid. So it's things like that that, you know, we have to think of. We were talking earlier about thinking outside of the box. You find yourself in a dilemma, you do not have to stay in that dilemma because there are ways out of it. And by contacting us, you can get out of that dilemma and you can travel and do the things that you like to do a different way. Basically being able to save on your hotel stays, your resorts, condos, things of that nature. Also, we have excellent deals on our website. When you choose to become a member, you really get deals when you have weekly specials. You can put in a bed, and you might stay at a exclusive hotel for, you know, just a couple of $100s. I mean, it is phenomenal. They have some stays at some villas for just less than $300 a week. And you know yourself, to be able to stay in a villa where you've got 4 and 5 bedrooms, 4 and 5 bathrooms, you have a pool, a swimming pool, you got a room with a pool table, you've got a full kitchen, you've got a movie theater. Are you kidding me? You can take like 20 people, and that's the total cost for all of you all? Really? You just have to figure out how to get there. That's either a matter of a plane ticket or it's always getting in the family's van, right?
Correct. That's right.
Yeah. So we plan on taking one of those trips, a couple of those trips this year coming up, along with this trip that I want to take to Peru. I'm looking forward to getting together with that. But the sky's the limit, and why travel? Well, again, getting back to the Jasaris Love Show, we're about peace and love and seeing the world and the beauties of what the Creator has given us. And being able to see not just our backyard in Baltimore City or North Carolina or New Orleans, but being able to just stretch out and go see Alaska. There's a lot going on in Hawaii right now, but when that kind of cools off with that volcano erupted, being able to go to Hawaii and go to Finland and go to the different African nations, whether it's South Africa, whether it's Ghana and Gambia, whether it's Morocco, or whether it's Egypt, or whether it's Seychelles, or whether we want to go to Kenya or Ethiopia or Tanzania or Mali. Just where in the world do we want to go? Do we want to go and visit France, or do we want to go to Italy or Spain? It's the choices are unlimited. Or maybe you just want to go to California if you're living on the East Coast. You want to go to the West Coast. I want to go visit some areas up in Oregon and Washington State. So for me, it's probably there are 20 places on my bucket list. I need to really start crossing them off and getting to these places. The world is the world. It is our world. And I know Kanye West had a very good video out a few years ago. I really liked the video he had about, you know, seeing the world. It was very beautiful. Can't think of the name of it right now. But get out and see the world, and so that you don't make yourself a slave by not getting out of your comfort zone and seeing what the other part of the world looks like. A whole nother continent. Just go and experience that while we can, you know. And we've always been able to say while we can because there's always something going on which makes people a little nervous and go on different parts of the world. But there's always something going on. And there's always places where you can travel, you know. Okay. And so we want to encourage people to be able to do that. If you want to try our website out to see if you can save some money, just every time you want to travel, just try it. If it saves you money, great. If it doesn't, use something else. But if it's going to save you money, why not use it? You want to give our Voitex out, Satali? Our Voitex?
Yeah, they can go to www.myvortex365.com/MU group. That's again www.myvortex365.com/MU group.
Okay. Well, again, I would like to be able to, in the future, highlight some of the other people that are in the National Black Unity News. I don't have it in front of me right now to highlight and say everybody's name, but we do want to thank all of the people who are a part of the magazine, and we're looking forward to many more people coming on board. If you come to the Maryland area, please go to the restaurant, the Senegalese restaurant, Niala's Place. It's over on York Road in Baltimore, Maryland. Look it up, the Senegalese restaurant. It is in East Baltimore. It is awesome. We went there. We got a taste of their food. You know, Satawa, you know we got to get back over there, right? You there, Satawa?
Right.
We got to get back over there. You know, we got to get over there and have a four-course meal and really enjoy ourselves and relax and then go for a walk, walk it off and get on down to Inner Harbor and walk it off, right? So that's what we're looking forward to doing. There are a lot of restaurants in Baltimore, African-American restaurants that are really nice. This one, I love the Aviance. It's a beautiful restaurant. The decor I absolutely love. The food was outstanding. The service was outstanding. The health drinks, the mango juice, the pomegranate juice was absolutely delicious. And so I highly recommend it. And I tell people, you know, do you like spicy food? People tell me no, because I see them put hot sauce on everything, right? So I don't know why they say that. But just get on out and let your palate taste something that's different. It's a wonderful place to go. Also, if you want to do some sightseeing in the Baltimore area and you need a tour guide, just go to their blog talk and ask for Cynthia Jahidi. I am available for those type of services, help to put together something so you can get to some of these places that are right here in Baltimore. You know who you are, you Baltimoreans who haven't even been to the Great Blacks and Wax. Whoa, shame on you. You know, let's go see, you know, what is our history. Then maybe people won't be saying and repeating what Kanye West had to say. When you really see the history and you see what your ancestors, I don't know about yours, but what my ancestors went through, you might change your mind when you see the conditions of which people had to live. You know, that's something else to consider. And also we got the Reginald Lewis Museum, of course, over in our sister town, Washington, D.C. We have the Smithsonian, and we have the African American Museum over there, amongst other museums, a lot of museums over there, to get out and get a chance to see, you know, what it is, what people have been through, what was the struggle, what were some of the other causes of the struggle, what is it that people had to fight through, and again, you know, it's a lot to understand, a lot to see. But the name of our company is Movements Unlimited Travel, and we definitely invite you to take advantage of the Voitex, which is a piece of technology that most of the time is able to save you. 80% of the time it can save you on your hotel stay. Even if it saves you $20 here, $50 there, hey, savings is a savings. Cha-ching can go back in your pocket instead of into someone else's pocket. So, Chantal, anything else you want to share before we close it out for the evening?
No, you did a great job covering the show and filling in for David. And so, hey, just want to thank you. And we just want to let people know that we thank everyone for tuning in, listening in. And hopefully Mr. Murphy will be with us the next time. I know he's up in Philadelphia as the Brotherhood. Black Men Unifying Black Men had a meeting in Philadelphia today with their Philadelphia group of Black Men Unifying Black Men. And that's something that was started with David and Bill Gooden, Dr. Bundy, Remy Bass, and several other brothers, and has began to now go nationwide. And so, you know, we're just really thankful for the work that's being done and people grinding it out, just grinding it out and just making it happen. So with that said, hey, we've been grinding it out and making it happen. Thank you for being a part of our listening audience. This too is very, very important. And this is listener-supported radio. You cover this station because obviously there's something that you're getting from tuning in and listening to the broadcasters. So again, we just want to thank you for tuning in, and we want to say to you, peace be upon you. We wish for you blessings without number, all good things without end. As our beginning was good, so shall development throughout eternity be good. If we dare struggle, speak truth, and walk in the way of righteousness. Hotep, take care.
Hotep.